I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Nearly 90 years after the last gray wolf was killed in California, the tagged wolf known as OR7 crossed over the California border from Oregon, a controversial symbol of the recovery of wolves in the West. Documentary filmmaker Clemens Schenck recounts the historic trek in OR7, The Journey, which will be screened at the Bijou Arts Cinemas in Eugene on Thursday evening, September 18th, presented by Cascadia Wildlands and Oregon Wild. The evening includes a question and answer session with Clemens Schenck, who joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, there are two key aspects here. OR7's journey itself and the journey as an indication of the wider situation of wolves and their ecosystem, particularly in relation to the human population. First, let's talk about OR7 himself. Where was he originally tagged and why?
Well, he was tagged in Northeast Oregon. It was Russ Morgan, the employee of Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. He tagged OR7, and then in the fall of 2011, OR7 strayed away from his pack and started his track in his journey south, so to speak. He came by places like Burns, Bend, John Day, Crater Lake. He was hanging around the Sky Lake wilderness area, the Klamath Basin, the Lower Klamath Refuge, and he finally crossed over into California at the Lower Klamath Refuge.
Was this a journey that was expected when he was tagged, or was this a surprise to scientists that he would take a journey like this?
I think it was a surprise. Nobody really expected it. In fact, I heard from Rob Clavins from Oregon Wild. He said to me, you know, we heard the news that OR7 had dispersed from his pack and what was heading south on the radio while we were driving from Northeast Oregon to Portland. And he said to me, you know, he said, my God, you can't say this on the radio. People are going to go crazy, you know, in California. And we never really thought that he would end up in California because Russ says, well, who knows where he's going to be going? You know, he might be going to California. And nobody really believed that. But it ended up to be true, you know. So nobody really expected that because it was such a long track. And I think other wolves have taken journeys like that and travel long distances. I think what was special about OR7 was that he was the first wolf in California in almost a century. And that is what made him so popular.
Given the dominance of humanity on the landscape, there must have been a lot of obstacles for OR7 to make that kind of a journey. What did he encounter along the way that you're aware of as a filmmaker?
Well, of course, there's always the danger of being shot by a rancher. However, OR7 has been it has been verified that on his trip to California, he has not attacked any cattle, any livestock, in any way, shape, or form. He basically fed on elk carcasses and deer carcasses that he found on probably rodents, what we expect. And then he finally was seen teaming up with two coyotes and, you know, in California. And I'm sure they shared a meal or two together. And but we don't really know. We only know that there was no livestock depredation from OR7 on his journey down to California.
At what point did you decide that this was a subject you wanted to make a documentary film about?
Well, at the time, I was working for an NBC affiliate in Bend as a chief photographer. And these articles, these newspaper articles, used to come across my desk. And I would read OR7 and didn't spend much attention to it. And then another article came and another one and another one. And, you know, the numbers and the letters OR7 kept popping into my mind and I kept seeing this. And so I dug a little bit deeper into it and said, you know, what's the difference between this wolf and other wolves? Because nobody ever talked about OR4 or, you know, or three, or, and at least not to my knowledge, you know. What I always heard was OR 7 here, OR 7 there, you know, and where is he going to go? Where is he going to end up, you know? He's going to be in the Sky Lakes Wilderness right now, and he hung around there for, I think, several weeks, and which is south of Crater Lake, you know. And so I started collecting these newspaper articles, and after a while I thought, well, you know, researching this and coming up with an idea saying this would make a great documentary because there's something special to this wolf. A, it would lend itself to educate the public about the role the gray wolf plays in our ecology, and it will tell the story of OR7 as one single individual wolf instead of just wolves in general, like we see in documentaries about Yellowstone National Park, etc. And I said, this is a special circumstance. This is something that has not been done. Of course, I ran into some obstacles, and the obstacles were there was no video. There were no photos. There was one trail camera, black and white photo from a hunter that has been taken of OR7, but we had no idea what he looked like. We had no idea, you know, how big it was, how small he was, you know, what was, did he have any special markings or whatever. And of course, making a movie without a wolf, about a wolf, is really difficult to do. So we basically set out to say, what we need in order to tell the story and educate people is, A, we need to talk to biologists and scientists. You know, we didn't want to get too political, but we knew we had to touch a little bit onto the political issue in order to explain what was so special, or why do wolves belong into our ecology and into our world, basically.
Talk just a moment about what the role of the wolves are, what the roles of the wolves are in the ecosystem. How is the ecosystem impacted when the wolves are not there, for example?
Well, wolves have an effect on other animals. They have, for example, an effect on fish, because if they go after elk as a food source and as their prey, then there will be less elk, which means on riverbanks, where elk usually graze on aspen and other trees, these trees will vanish eventually. And the banks of the river starts to erode. Sand will drift into the river, will kill the eggs of fish. So it's important to fish. It's also important to birds who nest in these trees and all of a sudden do not have nesting sites any longer. So the wolf has an impact on other animals, you know. They actually change the course of rivers through prey presence and through their hunting of prey. And so it's not only the wolf. It has a chain reaction to other species and other animals.
I think that's one of the unintended side consequences of the Endangered Species Act is a difficulty in communicating to the general public what the role of specific species is, because the debate seems to get focused on wolves versus ranchers or owls versus jobs, where in fact there is a much larger role for the animals than that narrow definition imparts. Would you agree with that?
I would. And I think what is necessary that ranchers, for example, have to learn how to coexist with our wildlife. We cannot say this is an invasive species. The wolf is not an invasive species. They have been here long before we ever got here. And for us to come into their backyards and say, we're here now, you have to go, or we're going to kill you, is ludicrous. And the rancher has a right, of course, to have his ranch, to raise cattle, but he also has an obligation to take care of his cattle. With other words, if I put my cattle or my herd on public land and I pay $1.39 per head, for example, just as an example, to have them graze on public land, that is a privilege. It's not a right. And there is a certain amount of depredation to be expected, even from wolves and other wildlife.
Since the wolf, the gray wolf, was listed as an endangered species in the 1970s, there has been a significant recovery of the wolf population, enough that delisting is now a possibility. How is that handled in the film, if it is?
We touch very slightly on it because we think that delisting is not yet and should never be a solution to our problem. Like I say, coexistence, I think, is a better way of dealing with it. And if the rancher has a problem with that, then the rancher is going to have to change, not the wolf. Because wolves don't know boundaries. You know, you cannot put an invisible fence up and say, hey, don't cross this line, you know, because it belongs to me. And the rancher has the ability of using non-lethal methods to protect their sheep, their cattle, their horses, whatever.
All documentaries cover a period in time, yet the characters and events, well, life moves on when the film is over. So what has happened to OR7 since the time you completed this film?
Well, of course, everybody had hoped that OR7 was going to find a mate. And he went to California. He came back from California after a while into southwestern Oregon, where he is now. And he found a mate. And he actually produced a litter of pups. We know of 3 pups at this time, and DNA tests have been taken, and it shows that his mate actually came from one of the packs in northeastern Oregon. So it is possible that his mate, this female, either followed him down, took the same track down. There's a possibility that she was before he even came there. We don't know because she is not collared. OR7 is collared, so we have particular data of saying this is where he was on that day, this is where he was at that week, but we don't know about his mate. We don't know how long she has been there. Did she come after? Did she come before? The important thing, I think, is that they found each other, produced a litter of pups, and I think wolves are here to stay. And they're going to probably go into California. And luckily, the state of California has put gray wolves on the endangered species list.
In the end, what do you want this film to contribute to the dialogue about wolves and their role in the ecosystem and how we relate to them?
I basically want people to know about the gray wolf. I want them to learn. We are planning to introduce later on the DVD or the Blu-ray disc into the school system. We would like to see that schools have this film in their curriculum. We would like for the new generation to learn about wolves and that they're not the big bad wolf like the medieval fairy tales tell us, like Little Red Riding Hood, you know, and saying, well, the wolf is a beast of desolation and what have you. So we'd like to educate people, and we hope that the new generation will have the capability and the ability and the interest to stand up for the gray wolf and say, we need the gray wolf in our ecology to balance it. We don't need to manage it. We need to let nature balance itself. It has been doing this for hundreds of years without our interference. We don't need to interfere. Nature is doing just fine.
And how will you focus the question and answer session after the showing at the Bijou Art Cinemas?
Well, that depends what the questions are. You know, there's always a variety of questions from, you know, how did you find your stand-in wolf, for example? Because we had to find a stand-in wolf, obviously, for this movie to make it visually enhanced. And people ask me, well, how did you find this wolf, you know? And we traveled 30,000 miles over 4 states to find this animal and finally found it, you know? And then there's other questions about how many packs are there in Oregon and how long do you think it takes before they're going to be in California? And, you know, why don't you have the viewpoint of the rancher in your movie? And I said, this is not why we made this movie. We made this movie to tell about OR7's journey and his adventure to California, and at the same time use him as a vehicle to educate people about the gray wolf.
Well, thank you so much for your efforts, and thanks for coming into KLCC today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Clemens Schenck, director and producer of OR7, The Journey. The film will be shown for one night only at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene this Thursday, September 18th at 7 p.m. A question and answer session with Clemens Schenck immediately follows. The event is presented by Cascadia Wildlands and Oregon Wild. More about the event at bijou-cinemas.com. More about the film and Clemens Schenck at or7themovie.com and clemensschenck.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.